This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 128 for Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can ink it, we're going to talk about it.
So as you can see, we are here once again in the store.
Last trip of the year. Yes. So excited to be done.
We leave tomorrow for the Great Ohio Penn Show.
Phenomenal show.
One of my favorites.
You say that about every show.
I know, right?
Is there a show you don't like?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if there are Pens involved, I like it. So, but Ohio, I love the Ohio show in Columbus. I'm hoping to see a bunch of you guys there. Before we get into that, we had a visitor this week we should talk about.
We had a blast. We love our Mont Blanc rep. He is so fun and funny.
Full of energy.
Yep. He came in, I don't even remember what day it was.
Yeah, Tuesday, I think. Tuesday or Wednesday? Yep. Tuesday. What day is today? Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Well, he was here last week.
Anyway, he came up. He was in the area, so he popped in for the morning. We had a terrific time. Learned about some new things, including some new ink that is going to be available soon. And he was going to check on some things that we thought were discontinued but might not be, or there may be some left in the warehouse in some dusty corner somewhere. So we may have some...
We have some cool surprises
coming
up whenever.
They're not great about notifying us for shipping. Just boxes show up.
Stuff shows up.
Yeah, which is kind of fun.
But we did get to see... we didn't actually see the pen, but the new JFK pen is...
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's nice. So there are two versions. One of them I really like, and one of them I could go either way.
Okay.
Now, if you were to give me...
A choice?
Well...
No. No, there are other pens.
Yeah, there are other pens. But,
yeah.
No, the new JFK pen is gonna. It looks really nice.
Very well done.
As can be expected. So that's kind of cool. And the new inks, there are at least three that are coming out. I think we can talk about them.
We can.
No surprise. Of course, there is a matching JFK ink, which I believe is a
blue-black.
I believe it's a blue-black. And then what some people are really looking forward to, a new regular, I believe it's a standard line ink, the Corn Poppy Red.
That's going to be pretty. We've had an awful lot of interest in that already. We will get as much as we can, but these inks do go fast. The Defoe, and we'll talk about in a minute, but the Defoe ink came in, went out. We finally got it back in.
Yeah. What else?
Tells you nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne. there is a Boheme Blue. We're not entirely sure if that's cartridges only or if it's bottled as well. Our rep didn't have the list with him. He did have a list of, what was it, like 12,000 items that Mont Blanc has, but
yeah,
he wasn't sure about some of them. See, he's just scrolling.
It's real difficult because Mont Blanc has they run the gamut. I mean, we even got...
Belts, cufflinks.
Mont Blanc is the number five selling fragrance in the cologne market.
So we got a box of cologne.
We got a box of cologne. And actually,
25 bottles of cologne.
It's actually pretty nice. It smells real nice. So I don't know. We got a couple things, and I think we're going to plan for a little Mont Blanc day maybe in the store.
Yes. He's planning on coming back up sometime in December to do an event.
First, second week maybe. So we got a lot of cool stuff. But it was really, really cool to see our Mont Blanc rep. So.
And then he actually sent us presents.
Okay. And this came today, right?
This came today. Now, he's mentioned, you all know that Brian loves the older Mont Blanc Bordeaux ink, not the new Burgundy Red, but the one in the smaller box, in the smaller bottle. It's very, very slightly different. But that's one that Brian loves. So we get this box today, and in it is this awesome vintage tin.
And we had mentioned that there was a tin like this in the Dallas Pen Show silent auction, and we had bid on it. And
lost it. I think it was either purple or red.
Yeah. I think this one's cooler.
Yeah.
I like this one. Just, I like this one better.
You know, an empty, I can't find that. Yeah, just an empty tin. But the top is really cool. And so I snagged that. And in the box was a almost full bottle that our rep had said he'd had forever. And so he sent it to Brian. That's your Christmas present for Mont Blanc.
There's like maybe one fill out of that. You can barely see it. So you've beautiful. Got
a beautiful new bottle because he hoards it.
I think I have three or four bottles now. So, and I don't use it anymore.
Well, because you can't get it anymore.
Because I can't get it anymore.
You can start using it again.
I think maybe if I get another couple bottles, I'll be safe to start making things up. But yeah, so that was nice. Thank you very much.
Yep.
We won't say your name per your request.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a good time. But Columbus, we are packing tonight. We'll be here kind of late. And then tomorrow we pack up to go to Columbus. We'll leave Wednesday late afternoon, get in Thursday morning, jump right into show mode and set up, start buying, trading, selling, all that good stuff.
And actually it starts tomorrow.
Well, we're not going to be there.
Well, I know, but
it's not happening.
Pen training actually starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. That is p.m. Although yes. I bet there are people there right now. Who are probably in the lobby.
Yep.
Trading war stories and trading pens. So
I think Bob Scott called and he said he was thinking about he was going to be there tomorrow.
Okay. But for most people, it starts tomorrow. Pen trading 9 to 6. Now this
is Thursday.
Yeah, this is at the Crown Plaza Dublin Hotel. Real nice hotel.
And the room, is this where the room is all the way down the hall?
This is, yes. Yes. Dallas. This, I believe you're correct.
Yes.
This is all the way down the hall. It's on the, if you're coming into the hotel, it's like way over on the right. You don't even want to go. It's over on the right side.
Oh, yeah,
of
it is down,
yeah.
All the way down.
Once, if you've never been there, you get in, you'll probably go in through the front door, and then you have to walk all the entire length of the hotel, get your Fitbit out.
Thursday, so there's trading and some selling from 9 to 6, and then the wine and cheese party at 6, and then the auction, and this has been killing. Right.
Oh, this is killing me. This is killing me this year.
A couple years ago, sadly, the man who used to do the pictures for the website for Terry passed away. Sweetheart of a guy. We loved him. And I'm not sure who took it over after that, but apparently whoever was going to help Terry with it this year was going on vacation or something.
Stop.
There are no pictures of the auction, and it's killing Brian.
Yeah, so... The Thursday night auction is 8 to 10, and that's what they call the discovery auction, which is typically, sometimes we call it the parts auction because it could be a bag of shapers, or it's really, really rare pens, but they're missing a piece, they're missing a cap, or they're missing a clip, or they're missing a nib, or
something,
you know, right up my alley, right?
No nib.
Or it's, you know, it's a pen that's, it's complete, but it's not perfect, it's got a little discoloration or something, so... So some really, really interesting stuff. You know, you go there and you find, you know, you're not going there to find a mint piece, but really great for parts. And you can find some really, really nice pieces. So
it's fun to see who's there.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they have so many pens usually for the Saturday night auction that they have to push some of them off into the Thursday auction.
Some of the lesser ones.
So, but wine and cheese, 6 p.m., which is cool. And they have some chocolates too.
Yeah, that's always yum.
And vintage auction 8 to 10.
And then on Friday, full show setup in your places. So the pen trading and setup is 9 to 1. And then the public can come in at 1 until 6. And Friday's usually pretty good traffic. people who can sneak away from work tend to do that.
Yep.
I don't remember. I would. Well, of course you would. I don't remember what day Steph showed up. I think it was Friday.
Not soon enough.
She just popped in. There are a few seminars, so you can go see. Gary Garner is going to discuss the golden age of fountain pens. Susan Wirth does her kind of a trademark, her signature seminar. Yep. How some pens, fountain pens, can make anyone's handwriting look good, and how to find them at a show. Now this one's interesting. There's a Conklin Pen Company's secondary brands and production for third-party companies from Alfonso Muir.
Yep. Yeah. The author of the Conklin book, which we don't have yet. We should.
We should get it.
We should get it. It's a big book. It's relatively. It's about the price of a pen. So that's the stumbling block. But
and then
nice book.
Yeah, and he's a sweetheart of a guy. If nothing else, go and say hi and look at the.
And he's fun to watch during the auction.
Alfonso?
Yeah, if there's a Conklin.
Yeah.
We were sitting next to him in Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't we sit next to Saatchi too?
I was like Saatchi and then Alfonso were right next to us or something like that. So they were, and at one point they were both bidding on the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind
of. I don't know
if
either one of them, because Saatchi, I think, had fallen asleep for a while.
Auctions are great to watch people. Some people are like so focused, and other people are so relaxed and so kind of casual about it. Other people just go to see the pens. It's certainly a great way to see a lot of interesting things.
So,
and then ongoing metal pen plating at Bruce Mindrup's table.
Yeah, and you got to see this. If number one, if you don't know Bruce,
he's awesome.
He's awesome. He's a sweetheart. Super friendly. He's happy to, you know, like you bring a part to him and he'll show you how to do it. But you better be taking notes, because he doesn't want to just do it for you. He wants you to learn how to do it. So I got the pleasure about 2 years ago to sit next to him, and actually John Hall and I were standing and watching him do it. So I have about half of the tools required that Bruce recommended. I just got to get the other half so I can start doing it myself. But it's really cool. He shows you how to do it, how he has a certain technique, and it's real cool. So you got to go seek. He's usually in the hall too.
He is when you leave the small ballroom and you head to the large ballroom. You go down the hall and you turn left. And Bruce and Ray are usually right there at that corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
now in the chat, George is commenting. If you move your head, George can see the mirror better.
The mirror right there?
Yeah.
Thanks,
mirror,
George.
The mirror we bought from George.
Our little piece of George right here in the store. it's an original. Should I take it, bring it down?
No.
What do you mean no?
George and his father restored it, right? They framed it?
Yeah, they framed it.
Where did we get that?
At a pen show.
I can't keep them straight.
Waterman's ideal. Actually, I think it was Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Raleigh.
Raleigh. You said it right, Mike. Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm getting it now.
also, keep going here. Also on Friday is the pizza party at 6 o'clock. Get there early.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't miss this.
Get there early. And then after the pizza party at 8 o'clock is the PCA meeting. And I got to tell you, I am so excited.
And why would that be?
Because my reign as president is about to end. So excited. I'm looking forward to turning over the reins to my vice president, soon to be president, Ron, and no one is happier than me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
3 years is a long time.
There might be a second person that's just as happy, maybe, if not more.
3 years is a long time.
He may even be in this frame right here.
He might be, yeah. So you've been a great first husband. Saturday.
The big day.
The big day. Busy, busy day. Set up 8 to 9. Hopefully we will be finally all set up.
Oh, yeah.
By
I hope
then.
To be set up by 9.
A number of other awesome workshops. Deb Basil does her really phenomenal italic calligraphy workshop from 10 to noon.
I wish we could go.
If you can go, definitely go.
Yep.
Susan Wirth does her seminar again. Alfonso's seminar again.
Actually, this one looks like a different one here. This is, he's Alfonso is going to be talking about his Conklin book.
Cool.
At 11 o'clock.
Then there's a Pens for Kids seminar. And while the PCA doesn't have a table at the show, there will be scavenger hunts for the kids.
Cool.
And the brand new magazine, which is out, John did a phenomenal job.
Yep, looks good.
Especially considering he started with no articles, no template, no nothing. He's done a phenomenal job. So we're very proud of him, and the magazine looks great. Roger Cromwell is going to do a seminar he's done before. He's very interesting as a speaker.
Yeah, it's, you know, if at 1:30, it's a good time. So if you get to the show early on Saturday and you can walk around, you know, maybe sit in on the seminar. And actually about 3 or 4 years ago, he actually, I don't know if he still does this. Three or four years ago, I went to the seminar, and he actually gave away a pen. And it was kind of funny because it was supposed to be an hour and a half long seminar, and it went over. And so every 5 minutes over the hour and a half, people started leaving the room. And I'm sitting here looking at my odds keep going up to win this pen. And sure enough, I actually did win the pen. It's really a cool pen called the Dipper. But,
it's this gorgeous blue, and then these
it's like a blue acrylic
mother of pearl little stars in it. It's gorgeous.
Yep.
It's a shame it's too big.
Too big for what?
For me. It's too big for me.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Then Rick.
But yeah, you should check out the seminar. It's interesting. He has a very he's got a way with words, so it's worth checking out, I think.
Let's see what else. Rick Propus is going to do Pelican 101, All You Ever Wanted to Know About Pelicans. He is one of, there are only two or three true pelican experts. Regina Martini is one, but she goes to very, very few shows. Rick is at most of the shows. He is one of the two or three pelican gods. So if you
wish I could go,
they're
coming out with some really interesting seminars, and it'd be great to go and see that. But you can't just like shut the table down. So
no, I wish we could. Saturday also, Bruce Mindrup doing plating again.
Yep.
And then one of my favorite parts is sounds bad. The dessert party. This thing is just to die for.
Yeah,
and it's funny because we make it, I guess we make it sound like we just go and pig out, but we don't actually.
Well, you could. Just,
there's
you
such
could.
A huge it's, spread. Terry puts on an amazing.
It's
amazing
the length spread. Of the swimming pool.
And actually
it goes around. And then you have, they have coffee, and then they have like some liqueurs, Kahlua, and whatever you want to put into your coffee. But yeah, you can, I mean, if you wanted to, you could go back 2, 3, 4 times and, you know, get a little cookie or a little biscuit or, of course, I think one of my favorite moments is a few years ago when Bert Heiserman were sitting with Bert and we had these cream puffs.
They're amazing.
And they're great. They're great, right? And they're just perfect. They're just the right temperature so they're, you know, cold. And Bert gets up and he walks over into the pool.
Well, we were all commenting on how we love them, and you know, Bert and Alice and Brian and I each had just like one or two, and he kind of sneaks over, and next thing you know, he brings the entire tray.
With this big smile on his face, so.
And he was so cute. You certainly couldn't yell at him or question him. But yeah, this whole tray of cream puffs.
Yeah, so.
It was awesome. And then after that, Terry's very smart, because you can you get sugared up, you get a little liquored up, and the dessert party is next. It's by the pool. It's poolside, which is directly across from the auction room. So you get sugared up and liquored up, and then you go bid on which completely goes against
rule number one.
Anderson Pens rule number one when it comes to pen show auctions:
don't drink
and
bid. Yeah, so
do as we say, not as we do.
Well. You know, I understand. We're not talking about drinking.
Well, some people get.
Well, some
trash.
People do, but you know,
which is entertaining.
And at this point, the auctions are from 8 to 10, and at this point, you know, you've been really working hard, since probably, 6:30 when you got up. And so it gets, and then now you're sitting in the chair and you're relaxing. And every once in a while, you got to put the, laser focus on to pay attention to whatever you're bidding on. And since we don't know what's in the auction yet, it makes it even more interesting. But it becomes a long day. And then after the auction, you got to sit around and collect your goods. And it's usually pushing midnight by the time we get back to the hotel.
I think Terry hasn't mentioned it, but I might offer to help process payments to make it go a little faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna sleep in the back then. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah. Sunday, more of the same, set up from 9 to 10. The show is from 10 to 5. Richard Binder is doing a nib smoothing workshop. You have to register in advance for that. Mm-hmm.
$20, no
and
big deal.
And it is 8:30 a.m. sharp. The bus will not wait for
no,
you.
No, it doesn't wait. I took a seminar a couple years ago. Good seminar. It covers $20 covers all the stuff you get, buffing sticks and a couple of tester pens that he has prepared for you. So, but you have to register his website. 8:30, and let's see. Deb's doing her calligraphy 2-hour calligraphy workshop.
That's awesome.
And then Ron Zorn is the PCA president. Will be doing. We'll be doing a pen repair seminar at 1:30, and Ron is really one of the
foremost.
One of the really, really, really good repairmen in the business right now. So
he does a lot of things that most other people won't even think about tackling.
Yeah.
He's got the temperament for it. He's got the patience. Obviously, he's got the know-how, but he has the right frame of mind. You have some people out there who Resac and Osterbrook once and think that they're repairmen and they can just repair anything. And Ron's been doing this a long time and has studied and, thousands and thousands of hours of hands-on experience. And he has done some amazing work. He is to pen repair that Monisha is to
nibs. Yeah.
Nibs.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron does the stuff that other people won't do. So that should be really great if you're interested in repairs. And he's got a different way of thinking too, so definitely check that out. Of course, Bruce Mindrup's doing his pen plating stuff, and show ends at 5, which means we're on the road by 5:30.
I wish 7:30 maybe.
Yeah, 7:30. Get on our way home.
But then we're home for 2 months until mm-hmm. Philly, and I am excited. We've got amazing stuff going on at the store the next couple months. We've got visitors coming. Mm-hmm. We've got some website stuff that we're going to share soon.
Yeah, probably maybe not next week, but the week after.
Yep. Some interesting things going on. And holidays and Thanksgiving and all that mm-hmm. good stuff.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good race to the finish here, I think. What else is going on? So that's pretty much it. For Columbus, yeah. And we have to ask again, since Steph is in the chat, when are you going to be there? Are you going to make it? Are you going to make it? Please, please, please. I need someone to control Lisa at the auction. She just goes
please.
Nuts. She buys all these crazy things.
And,
anyway. What else?
We've got some fun things at the store.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Silly me. We already hit off on one, sort of.
Yep. The Daniel Defoe ink is back in stock.
Right there.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
We've already packed some.
Green ink. We do have some for the show. We've also got all sorts of cool stuff that we're bringing. We've got one or two of the old-style faceted vanishing points that we've got left.
Yep.
And so we're bringing those. We just got in with the Defoe. We got in one more of the Mont Blanc 149 90th anniversary.
That's a pretty pen. I can't believe how pretty it is.
Those are pretty.
I need one. This one's a medium nib too. So I mean, how perfect could that be?
I know. Steph might not get there till Saturday.
Oh
well, pop in. You know where we'll be.
Saturday morning. Get there in time for the auction stuff. That's all.
That's all you care about.
I'll buy you a drink.
There you go.
Your soda, whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Juice.
Yeah. You can wrestle for it.
Like, yeah, I'm not wrestling stuff. There's no way. No way.
We did get in some gorgeous, gorgeous sailor mosaics. Now, we told you the story about the green one that got away.
Yeah, we can't get it anymore.
We did get in the brown, the red, and the black. So, without further ado.
That one's pretty. I like that one the best. Hold that up. This one. Sorry, Wayne. Here's the brown. You can't really tell. It's really
a brown and gray and black. The gray has some beautiful depth to it.
And these are based on the 1911 standards. So 14 karat nibs are just two tone nib.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So that's the brown. No. Give me that. The red.
This one is outrageous. It's just really.
This one, the colors pop.
They're doing something.
They're beautiful. I don't know what your problem is.
Kind of hard to see. We'll have them in. I almost said Chicago.
Now where are we going? We're going to Columbus.
Where are we going? I don't know.
Now, I like this one.
Lisa doesn't like this.
This one is not my favorite. But I don't like. I'm not a big fan of the.
Let's play a game. I'll name a pen and you say like or hate, like or dislike.
Well, I don't hate many pens.
Pelican Chicago.
Yeah. No thanks.
For me, thumbs up. Always wanted that pen, never got it.
No.
Aurora Optima Nerla Perla.
Oh, you almost had me with the Aurora Optima, but no, I don't like the color. I don't do gray and black.
How about this one? The black.
Wayne wants it closer.
I'm on my laptop, so it's hard to do this here. The black and gray mosaic. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Single tone nib on this one. Really, really nice touch. It's yeah, I like it a lot. Right.
That's gotta go back in the box.
Back in the box.
Alright. Now the other big news.
Big, and by big we mean
huge. There are no words for how big this is.
Well, there are.
Well, there are. I'd go with epic. I think it's epic. The Noodler's Neponset pens are coming out tomorrow. They are. It's not a Neponset.
It's not a Neponset. No, it's not. It is not. You're very good. You passed the test. This is the Ahab, of course. This is the Lapis Ahab. And
this
right here on top.
It's huge.
Sorry for the real terrible quality here. Is the Noodler's Neponset. It's a very large pen.
It's all about the nib.
It's about Mont Blanc 149 size. Actually, I don't have my 149 out.
It's a whole lot cheaper than
a 149. I don't think my camera is good enough to focus in on this, but you can see there's three tines.
What everybody's going crazy for is the music nib. Flexible music nib. It's ebonite. It's big. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like 6 inches long cap, almost 7 inches long posted.
There were only, I think it was 500 released this first time around. I'm not sure when or if. There will be more. Put that back.
It's so big it doesn't really even fit in my pocket.
Ours are coming in tomorrow, so if you are looking for them, you need to go on the site, fill out that back in stock, and the back in stock notice, and once they're added to the website, you will get an email. Mm-hmm. These will go, this will be like Stormy Gray was.
Yep.
We're going to get these in, we're going to put them on the site, and they will be gone.
Yeah, we're not even going to bring them to Columbus.
We will not have them, so if you want one for... to receive in Columbus, you'll have to buy it on the site, and we can bring it to you.
Well, we'll try, depending on when you...
Well, if they place the order. But
we're leaving about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I expect that they'll be gone before 4.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they'll be long before that.
Usually, like with the Stormy Gray, it was gone within, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, probably not even...
like the Yamadori, when we first got the Yamadori, yeah, it was gone within 45 minutes. So
if you're looking for one, fill out the back in stock and stay close to your computer.
Yeah, because we have more notifications than we actually have pens coming in. So first come, first serve on that. So.
But that's, I guess, the big thing this week. And then...
Also, there is one more thing that's coming in this week.
What?
It's green. It's red.
Oh,
it's green and red.
The Twisby...
I think it's coming in this week, isn't it?
I think so. Tracking didn't
soon,
show
very soon. Okay. The Twisby 580 in green and red. And these are very similar to the Mini Classic or the white with Rolls Royce Mini. The cap, the piston knob, and the section are all colored. So, and then the barrel is transparent, is clear. Right. So it's not like the old 540s that were all one transparent color. These are solid colored caps, barrels, and sections. But those are on their way, and they could get here before we get back. They could be.
Now these, as I understand it, are limited run for the holidays.
Yep.
I don't believe that they will be continued after.
I don't know.
Who knows? So that's it.
I got nothing. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. We got only shout out I got is my buddy. Thank you so much. Stuff here.
Well, and the picture from Eddie G last week.
Yeah, and Eddie G. Yeah, the picture. I've got it in my office over here. You want to go around and get it?
Yeah.
I think it's in there. It should be on the table. Very poignant quote. Says, "I don't always use a ballpoint pen, but when I do, I cry a little on the inside." So
that's bad.
Thanks, Eddie G.
Yeah. I do have a little shout out.
Okay.
Went to the doctor and discovered I have hypothyroidism. And so for all of you who have... all of you who emailed and called me and sent me notes, thank you so much for all the support and the advice and suggestions and... it's nice to be, I never thought I'd say it was nice to have a diagnosis, but it's nice to know why I just am dragging and all the other symptoms, and it's nice to be on the mend. So watch out, people. Get my energy back.
When she means people, she really means me.
There you go. Anyway.
I guess that's about it. We got to get back to packing. We're doing all right. I don't want to stay up too late, so kind of a short podcast tonight. But there'll be lots of fun stuff next week.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll bring home funny auction stories and auction wins. And remember, I will be the first one to say that since I got a couple pens in Denver and Detroit, Brian gets a couple pens.
He's happy.
Well, think of it as an anniversary present. And yes, Jenny, we thought of you guys when we had our anniversary dinner.
Yeah, sorry.
We had a cheese biscuit in your honor.
I had a couple, actually. So
that's it.
There it is. We hope to see lots of you in Columbus. Steph, you better make it.
Bring the dog.
Absolutely. Crash on the floor if you want. Okay. Let's see. So anyway, I hope to see you all there. And if not, we'll see you next week.
Use your pens.
Use your pens. Sorry, I lost my place. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or catch us online. Send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.net. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, every other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list, and you can check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and we will see you in Columbus.
Bye, guys.
Good night.